Welcome to All My Subcab Radio. Studio stories every Monday, Why Music on Wednesday. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to see our latest episodes, and make sure to follow at Oh My Subcat on all platforms. This week on Studio Stories, Mikey T is talking about some of the wild occurrences he experienced on set.
The generator's on, the lights are running, and they're like, sound, are you ready? I was like, I am. Is that generator going to be running this whole time? Are they going to turn that off? And they're like, no, that needs to run so the lights can stay on. I go, well, I'm going to hear that. So I've been doing audio engineering for a while. And I mainly focus on in-studio work, doing the engineering in recording sessions or producing. But I had the opportunity to go do some on-set live sound recording on a pilot for a TV show. I was the guy with the boom mic, holding it over the actors, following them around. And it was definitely an interesting experience. I never thought that would be something that I would do, but it was definitely a learning experience. And I have a lot of respect for the people who do that. Some of the shots we're in, I'm in the back of a car. I'm sitting in the trunk with the boom mic hanging over the backseat of the car while they're filming the two people in the passenger seat or whatever. And some of the scenes were in the middle of the woods, and some of them were in the middle of a college campus. And when you're a sound guy, you have to take into consideration what are the sounds going on in those locations. And one of the things that we learned when we were there is that in order for them to have their lights on in the middle of the woods, they had to have a generator running. So we're getting ready to do our first scene. This was the first shot we were doing while we were there. And the generator's on, the lights are running, and they're like, sound, are you ready? I was like, I am. Is that generator going to be running this whole time? Are they going to turn that off? And they're like, no, that needs to run so the lights can stay on. I go, well, I'm going to hear that. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, the microphone will pick that up. It's, we're going to hear that. That was kind of a shock to them that they didn't take into consideration, and why it's kind of important to have a sound director when you're planning out these shots and things you're going to be doing. A similar thing happened when we switched to the college campus. There wasn't a lot of students around, but it happened to be that there were a bunch of cicada bugs in the tree that we were filming under. I told the director, I'm like, hey, you hear all those cicadas? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, you're going to hear that. I'm like, these are all things that you need to be taking into consideration. Passing cars, background people talking, all these things. That was a fun experience for me, being able to see how practical that was and leaving the studio and going out there and doing that. But then also getting to speak up and kind of tell the director, who was more of a video person, didn't really understand how the sound directing worked. I'm like, these are things you need to be taking into consideration. We might need to relook at how we're approaching this shot and this location specifically. The way we ended up dealing with the generator is that in the scene, there were cars. So we just wrote it off to be the cars, and it worked out. With the bugs, I don't know what they ended up doing. I think they just left the bugs in, and everyone knows what those sound like. So when we were filming the Brains video, I wanted something that was kind of post-apocalyptic, and I really wanted to be, I wanted to be all cool costumes. So I made these cool costumes, and I hired a great makeup artist to come in, and she did my face all zombie-like, and I was bleeding out the side of my face, which was really cool. One of the shots that I was really excited to do in that video was I really wanted myself in the frame twice at the same time. In my different costumes, I wanted one of them being me as the zombie, and then the other one being me as the zombie hunter or survival, whatever. And I had the gun, I'm backing up, running away from myself, and then I shoot myself as the zombie in the same shot. And how we filmed that was Cody set up a tripod pointing in the same location, and I actually filmed the zombie part first. Walking like the zombie with all the makeup on, full costume on, and then did that scene. And then I ran home as quickly as I could, showered, took all the makeup off, redid my hair, put the new costume on, came back to set. Probably took me like close to 2 hours. Camera's still in the same spot. Then go in with the new costume on and back up on the other side of the frame. And then Cody managed to splice all that together and it came out looking just perfect. Added the camera shake after two. It looks like it's two different people, but it's both me in the frame. That was a great shot. I love that shot. Some other cool things from that shoot was we wanted the lights flickering in it. And obviously we could have had him just add in the editing, just add a black screen and cut back and cut back in. But we actually just had someone on the light switch off in the corner flicking the lights while we're performing it. And it actually ended up looking really cool because the lights would kind of like fade in and out rather than just sharply cut. And something like that, switching to practical, ended up being way cooler. You know, when you're doing a music video, some of it you're performing to the camera, the words and the lyrics. And then the other half, you're actually acting out and it switches back into the reality of whatever the scene is. Being chased by a zombie, or I am the zombie, and going back and forth, and it was all me. There were no other actors in it. And some of the shots, even I'm in the front, and then there's two more of me in the back, and we filmed that the same way, where just cameras in the same spot, stationary, and then I'm performing it, and then we stop, and then I go run to the back of the room, and I go perform it over there, and then I go perform it over there, and then Cody's able to splice it all together to be in one shot, and it came out great.
Thanks for listening to All My Subcat Radio. Studio stories every Monday, Why Music on Wednesday. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to see our latest episodes, and make sure to follow at All My Subcat on all platforms.